You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host. We're going to defeat some drama and overcome the trauma so that we can make maximum impact. Thanks for joining me. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about what is impact. And I'm going to share three keys to staying focused to create that maximum impact. So let's dive right in. You know, once you awaken to your desire to make a difference, it can be tough to quiet that internal push towards action. I know that it's been this quiet little voice that at times would drive me crazy. I just knew, and you might be like me, that this knowing that you were made for this bigger purpose. I still remember when my boys were little and I was spending a lot of time changing diapers and nursing, and it felt like quiet. It was important work, I know. But I also knew that there was other stuff I wanted to use my life for more. And I remember back then I would watch the Oprah show and she would do, you know, I'd be sitting there nursing. And again, important work. And I was so grateful to have my two boys and be doing that. But I would watch her show. She had those particular shows about you can use your life. And she would share stories of people who made this difference in the world. And it seemed like they always started in their garage or in their basement. Things took off and all of a sudden they were making this big impact. And I would cry. Not a sad cry. It was this yearning, this longing cry, knowing that I wanted to make a difference too. And I'm not talking a couple tears. I'm talking going to the ugly cry. I'm talking holding my breath so I'm not sobbing out loud to the point where neighbors hear me. It was terrible. I just had this internal drive inside. To say that over these years, that yearning has quieted, and I do feel like I'm moving closer and closer to the impact I was made to make in this world. Part of that was absolutely the time and attention that I invested into my boys and still do. They are grown now, so it's a little different time, a little different season. So what does it mean to make an impact? If you look at the dictionary definition, it says to have an effect, influence, alter, the force exerted by a new idea, technology, concept, ideology. So basically, it's anything that shifts the course of another. So at times, don't you sometimes feel like your impact isn't enough? I feel like I'm wanting to do more. I want to be helping more. I want to be serving more. You know, more people, wider influence. I know for me, as each new year or birthday rolls around, and mine happens to fall near when the new year rolls around, I definitely feel it even more at that time. And especially as I've gotten older, I start feeling like, come on, time's a wasting. Let's do this. But, you know, feeling this desire too much can leave me feeling really frustrated or disappointment. And I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm feeling discouraged, I'm not really living to create my best impact. So how do you keep motivation at a high and discouragement and frustration at bay as you work to create your unique difference? Today, I'm going to share three keys to making that happen. The first, and this has been so helpful to me over time, is don't minimize what you have accomplished. The truth is, we often don't realize the full impact of our words and actions. When you start feeling frustrated or that everything's taking way too much time, I want you to quickly picture that ripple that even a very small pebble can make in a lake. That one small act sends an ever-expanding motion through the water beyond where your eyes can see. The same is happening in your life, whether you realize it or not. So rather than assume that you're moving too slow or not making a difference, picture that ripple. Because the truth is, one little act of kindness or one little conversation or a few words may have a way bigger impact than you realize. A few years ago, I actually got to see firsthand how one short conversation I'd had with someone had expanded to many others, and it was really awesome. And it's been a vision that I've carried with me since to keep me going when I needed it. So I was with a group of women, and one of them offered up a thank you to a second woman in the room. She said, "Hey, I really need to thank you for sharing that morning car routine with me. It's really made a difference for me and my son. I've been so much more intentional each day as I drive him to school. I've been turning off the radio and picking a topic, and it's really helped me capture those few moments for us every single day." She said, "We've had a great conversation during that 10 minutes every morning since. As a matter of fact, we've been enjoying it so much that I ended up sharing it with four other women at work, and they're now doing the same. It's so cool. We're all having these great conversations with their kids instead of listening to the radio on our way to school." So the thing is, I was the one who had shared that idea with the woman she was thanking. And I didn't care that I wasn't getting the props. It was fine. For me, the excitement came from realizing that this one seemingly insignificant little conversation that I'd had moved through all these people, and it was impacting all these other families. And I could always go on to imagine or assume that the people she shared it with ended up sharing it with others. And maybe all those kids that were having these great conversations would grow up to do the same with their families. I mean, who knows? I also get to see it quite often, the impact that I've made when I'm coaching leaders in a business. I'll start to hear phrases or concepts that I've shared during coaching sessions from employees I've never met. So I know that those I'm coaching are sharing with their teams, and that's rewarding as well. So we can't just assume that the one conversation that we're having is the end-all be-all. You never know how it's going to get shared or passed on. Or every little change or transformation that you help make in a relationship, whether it's a professional or familial relationship or a romantic one, that is changing the course of people's lives. So your actions are making a difference beyond what you see. Know that to your core. It will help you maintain the momentum you need when times get a little frustrating. So number two, avoid comparisons. You know, I talked about Oprah a second ago. I was comparing myself to those people that were making this big impact that were on her show. I also run into trouble when I compare myself to Oprah. So, you know, I'll hear about Oprah building an orphanage for girls, or I'll watch her show as it's broadcast to millions, and I start to feel so insignificant. And I've heard her speak. I went to one of her huge events, and I'm not going to lie, I left there feeling deflated. I may be one of those few people who would love to be on that stage in front of that many people. I want to be making that kind of an impact. I'd love to watch my words and actions travel that far and touch that many lives. But see, that doesn't serve me to compare myself who's ahead of me in the game of making an impact. If I continue to compare with that frame of reference, I can slow my own progress. There's little benefit in comparisons that create jealousy or disappointment. I might not be making Oprah-level change right now, but I'm still making an important impact. And if I keep moving, you never know what will happen. And the same goes for you. Keep focusing words and actions on the impact you wish to make. Each step creates a change and can make a transformation that might travel. The third key is to know that impact can happen in any role. Maybe you say, "You're just a volunteer," or "You're just a mom or dad." Don't do that. You don't have to be the executive director of a nonprofit or start a big, huge ministry or head off to Africa or head up a huge company to make an impact in this world. I look at the impact I've made being, quote unquote, just a mom to my boys as they struggled through tough health challenges. And I've watched other warrior moms and support group for these same illnesses do the same. We fight, scratch, and claw to get resources for our kids and our schools and to find health practitioners who can help us heal our kids. We research, read, and learn and redesign aspects of our lives to work towards wellness. We are tenacious warriors. Yes, as just a mom, I've made an impact. Even beyond just helping my kids heal, I've made an impact by working hard to raise two respectful boys. Your impact may be in a role you have already or a role you add on. You might make your impact as a business owner or a parent, but it could also be serving as a volunteer. You just never know, and your impacts can be multiple. You could be making a difference as a mom and making a difference as a volunteer. Just pay attention to that little voice, the urging, the call to action, and then take the steps that you feel called to make that will help you make the impact that you were put on this earth to make. Thank you so much for listening. Just go out and make a difference. Live and lead for impact. I beg you, this world needs you. So thanks so much for listening. I hope that those three tips helped. In the meantime, if you could do the three S's, submit a review if you haven't, and subscribe. And also go to my podcast site, defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast tab and submit your current leadership or life challenge. I would love to help you with that. I will personally email you with some strategies. We may even have a chat, and I'll share the outcomes on a future podcast. Also, if you'll share about this podcast with others, I'd really appreciate it. And head to the show notes. I put special items there for download for people who listen. So until next time, make it a great day and make your great impact.